Welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill. This week, the additional hosts are Steven.
Howdy.
And Anthony.
Hello.
And you can get a hold of us by emailing us at geeksawired@gmail.com. And you can also text us or leave us a voicemail at 801-896-GEEK. Or 801-896-4335.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Oh, the other good news. You also can help support us, because we have just been paying for this for 398 episodes. We got two more, and we're at the even 400.
Whoa.
It's a prime number. You can help support us at patreon.com/geeksawired, where you get the podcast early. And you also can get access to the Geeks Are Wireless episodes.
Whoa. Geeks Are Wireless. That's amazing.
I'm going to start off with Facebook.
Cool. What about it?
So Facebook is challenging. Yeah, we only got a few links on this one. Facebook is challenging Twitch directly.
For what?
They have made a Facebook gaming.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow. Do they have any, like, I don't know, big gamers?
So I kind of looked through it, but I didn't really dig into who was on it.
Facebook, yeah. I don't know.
So this is where Facebook has it above Twitch. Like, miles above Twitch, actually. Twitch, to play on Twitch, you need third-party software. Period. Nothing around that. Pick your third-party software, and you can stream.
What do you mean by third-party software?
Yeah, Twitch doesn't have a in-house streaming software. You have to go to somebody else, and then you have to push it to Twitch.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's a plus, personally.
So when you stream to Twitch, like using your PS4, is that like
that one? It has no that one.
Third party right there?
Yeah, it's just included with the PS4.
Oh, okay.
And Minecraft also has a Twitch integration, though I don't think anybody really ever uses it, because it's better to use OBS. But...
Or XSplit, or there's like tons of others.
Yeah, there's like the advantage of using your own is that you can control, like a lot of streamers have places where like it'll show the chat on the screen, or it'll show like the last donation they got, or the last subscriber they got, or the last follower. And there's just a bunch of stuff they can tie into it and like make it really good looking. Whereas if it was something that Twitch provided, you'd be stuck with what they had. And with Facebook, it sounds like you're going to be stuck with what they have.
Okay.
No, wait. Okay. So a lot of those others, OBS, XSplit, there's even independent ones where you stream on their own. You can push those to Facebook and Google, and Google even has its own stuff too for streaming games.
Really?
Yeah. So you can actually stream onto YouTube.
Oh, that's right. So it goes through YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So this may just be, and it sounds like they want more of the mobile platforms, because there is an Android app in the store now. Apple is coming
isn't
later. They're working on it.
Isn't that just Facebook?
They want people to like stream mobile games.
If you've never seen any of my streams, I've actually played my mobile game and streamed those.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you can play like Call of Duty,
like
mobile
Candy Crush.
You could do that too. I've done Pokemon. I've done Call of Duty Mobile. I've done PUBG Mobile.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Fortnite Mobile?
Oh, you're jumping ahead.
Okay.
But there's something. But yes, you can. Yes, you can. Actually, I might just jump into that.
Okay.
You brought it up.
I spoiled it.
You slightly did. Let's see. So Fortnite moved out of the Google Play Store and had it where you had to install the API. That was the last time I downloaded it once, tried it out. It was the most painful experience. I don't know what kind of bloat they wrote into it. But it was slow, painful, and I hated it. So I never played Fortnite Mobile again.
I actually played, I'm not a Fortnite player, but I played it on my iPhone, and it ran good.
But it's in the Play Store. They build it, the Play Store, they have to build it to fit the Play Store, and the Play Store maximize everything. And when Fortnite was in Google's Play Store, it was good.
Oh.
And they moved it out, and I had to install it through their website. It's being terrible. They brought it back to the Play Store.
Okay,
yeah, but now about, like, they're still sold. Now
you can stream it on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you could before, too.
Just, they're bringing it back to the Play Store, but the Epic is basically saying that due to disadvantages Google puts on apps that are outside of the Play Store, we're putting it on. So they're still sulking.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
Oh, no, I didn't. I knew it was going to be good. And what, that's, like I said, I left the game because it was not good.
Yeah, I don't know why they ever thought that would be a good idea.
That make an extra 30% of their market, their money.
That's, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but it just promotes so much other, like, bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because they have to have, like, their own security.
No, it's not just that. It's that they have to, like, you have to do a lot of stuff to disable at, like, installing applications that way.
Okay.
And then, let's say, because at that point, you can just download any APK off the internet, and maybe you get a Fortnite that's been hacked. And it's been hacked in not just like game cheaty ways, but malicious ways too. So it just promotes a lot of bad practices.
So I'm excited again. I might actually check it out on my mobile again. So yeah, you can Facebook instead of Twitch. Now you can Facebook Fortnite.
Sweet. So what's up next?
He's kind of like, we just burned through a lot of that. I was like, yeah, just let's see.
Talk about teams.
Sure.
Okay. It seems like so teams added the ability, like, you can do teams. Yeah, Microsoft Teams. They added a while ago. They added the ability to blur out, like, everything behind you, and then like about 2 weeks or so ago, they added in the ability to do custom backgrounds.
Like a galaxy.
Actually, no. They added in the ability for backgrounds, and then shortly after that, they added the ability to do custom backgrounds.
Like, what are the custom backgrounds?
Just anything you want.
You just have to put it in a folder in your in Windows. It's your app data folder in your Teams background folder. On Mac, it has to be in your application folder in your Teams background folder. Basically the exact same
stuff. No, it's not in the application folder. It's in the library. Okay. And then no, it's in the library Apple's application support. I know this because I did it.
Oh.
So on Mac, it's like, I can't find the article that I found it on, but I'm going to keep looking.
Okay.
The place you put it on is like, it's not the folder you can get to normally, but it's your library folder inside of your home folder. And then you just go to,
is it this one? Is it the username library application support Microsoft Teams background uploader folder?
Yeah, I think that sounds
very specific. So does it basically just turn everything like behind you into like a green screen kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a dynamic green screen. It's so actually
like kind of carves your silhouette out.
So do you have the show notes up?
Yes.
Click on MS Power user. One.
Okay.
Oh, dude, that's so cool. That's neat that they could do that. Wow. So you could put, okay, so is it only static backgrounds or can you have something dynamic?
I think just static. I've never tried a GIF though.
Still pretty cool though. Like, really?
No, it has to be a JPEG file, so no. It has to be static.
Wow, that is actually neat.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to try that on my next Teams meeting.
Is that what, like, you guys are using for your job? Is Teams?
It's what everyone's using for their jobs.
That's what everybody's on right now.
Yeah, Teams ended up blind past Slack and everybody, actually. Teams became their number one chat engine.
I keep hearing people talk about, like,
Zoom.
You know, Skype and Zoom still, like.
Skype is not being updated. Microsoft isn't doing anything with it, and they're actually, the only reason they haven't officially killed it is because so many people still are using it. And Zoom has so many security flaws, people are actually dropping it.
Mm. Yeah. I've been watching some live pathology lectures on my computer, and they use a completely different thing.
Yeah.
They probably use, like, GoToWebinar or something.
Something Go-to like meeting.
Or... Oh, no, that's it. I think that is. GoToWebinar? Yeah, I think that's it.
That's GoToMeetings webinar service, because it gives you a lot more control over muting people and stuff like that.
It's actually pretty cool, man, because, like, sometimes – so one of the things that, you know, when you, like, listen to a lecture, you know, for academia – the people that are giving the lecture, it's not like, it's kind of like they get, you know, CMEs, like credits, continuing medical education credits for doing it. And, you know, they have like some kind of, I think they have like a rubric on what you have to provide. And one of the things is like, you got to provide a system for some kind of feedback. So, you know, that people were halfway paying attention or whatever. So like a lot of the times at the end of these lectures, they'll, you know, they won't give you necessarily a quiz. It'll be more of like a discussion. Like, here's these questions. Do you remember, you know, what we talked about? And then, you know, somebody will bring up a thing on your computer screen and it'll have you select one and then you submit your answer and then it kind of pulls it. And then everybody can see. And then you have a discussion like, hey, so like 45% of you thought the answer was C and you were correct. But, you know, you got to remember A was wrong because of blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm kind of wondering if Teams is starting to do that.
BlueJeans also has a way you can break people into little subgroups too.
Mm-hmm.
Or little private rooms.
Yeah, like we had a Teams, like we do PI planning and that went over while we were all at home break. And so we actually had to do it all online. We had like almost 200 people in a meeting.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they don't in a Teams meeting, you don't have complete control over muting. At least I don't think you do. So everybody had to self-mute. Otherwise, it was like you could mute someone, but they could just unmute themselves.
Yeah, but you also can like force mute at people entering a room. You can can force everybody to stay muted, and the presenter is the only one with the power. But everyone can still chat.
Okay, well then, never mind.
I've had to deal with a few of these, you know, with everyone having their conference calls or their, whatever is it, town meetings or firesides? That's what they're calling it, firesides.
Hmm.
So, hey, with you guys, I mean, Anthony, are you working from home too?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that been working out for you guys, like just in general?
It worked out good until, I don't know if I told you about this or not, Bill, but my internet like cut out one day, like on a Thursday at noon, and then it was just terrible up until like Tuesday.
And oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, it ended up being that on Thursday they were working on the poles because I have cable. I have cable internet, and then they got called on another job, and then they just left it.
You can call them out. We do it all the time.
They left it. Yeah, well, I wasn't doing it not to call them out. I just didn't even think about it. It's Sparklight.
Used to be Cable One.
Yeah, it used to be Cable One. And so, they just left it broken until Tuesday
morning. How did that affect your job then? Was it just slow or?
It wasn't necessarily slow. It was more packet loss. So, like, it was super annoying where I would, like, RDP into my computer and I could see the blinker going, like, the cursor blinker blinking, but it wasn't accepting any input for, like, 5 seconds at a time.
Oh, dude, that would be annoying.
Yeah, it was. And so I ended up, I think on the Monday I ended up working on my iMac and then just using my hotspot.
Oh, from your phone?
Yeah, it worked out okay, but yeah, it's been good for the most part. There's just been some days where the internet's been slow, and as far as I could tell, it was actually slow everywhere. Like, because it was good up until I got out of the Sparklight network, and then it just died.
Hmm.
So.
How about you, Bill? How's things been going, like, with work and stuff, like, working from home? I mean, you guys are in IT department kind of stuff, right? I mean.
Yeah, it's way easier for us.
Yeah, but it worked out pretty well for that. Plus, yeah, and initially, yeah, the internet was giving me problems, but it was mostly during non-work times.
Uh-huh.
So, and I was like, you know, it was early on during it all. I was like, hey, I'm not going to be mean or anything. Hey, just you guys need to know this because, yeah, Italy's internet went down and all this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, pay attention to this. Don't let the internet actually go down because I need it and a lot of other people need it.
Yeah.
Been lucky.
I mean, plus working from home wouldn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. And the podcast room turned into the work office, so it's kind of, it worked out really well for that.
Do you miss your office?
No. Not even.
It's set up there.
I like it. Actually, you guys remember the little window up top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took the, yep, there was styrofoam in it that was like to keep the temperature or whatever controlled. I don't know. It was there when I moved in. I just left it.
Yeah.
I finally removed it and there's so much light in the room.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah. So the podcast room has more light. It's kind of nice.
Hallelujah. So back to my thing. To Sparklight's credit, the tech did call me afterward, like after he fixed it and told me. So. Nice.
That was nice of them.
That was nice. And they were always really nice about it. It just, they weren't sure what was going on to begin with. So, yeah.
Crazy, it's been
going okay. And the internet, for the most part, has been, like, just the internet in general, like, in the U.S., has been pretty okay for the most part. It's just sometimes it's kind of bogged down.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So.
Do you miss your office, Anthony?
I had a little tiny, like, quarter cubicle, so.
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Do you miss all your homies at work?
Eh, there's a few I miss, sure.
All the fun socializing.
Do you miss all the homies talking about Westworld Season 3 at the water cooler, Bill?
I am actually currently behind on Westworld by a few episodes. But have you watched Devs?
Two seasons.
Mm-mm.
Devs is awesome.
Is it? Cool.
It is. It's one of Disney's shows that they produced under the FX name for Hulu. So not to be really complicated, but...
What's it about? Like developers?
There's a bunch... I think I can... This is explained in episode one. If I get too much more into it, that gets way more complicated. Basically, they have made a machine that can process everything. And how everything has acted and will act.
So it's like an AI thing?
It's a predictive analytics more than anything else.
Okay. Interesting. But it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. How many seasons do they have? Is this just the first season?
Yeah, just the first season. It ended, I think the last episode for the first season was last week. Yeah.
Sweet. I just got done watching the new... wrap up or like after show episode of Tiger King.
Oh, I still haven't seen the wrap up episode. Is it actually? I've been hesitant. Is it worth it?
I liked it. Yeah, you know who hosts it?
Who?
Joel McHale, the guy that plays Jeff Winger on Community.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. But it was interesting because you know you kind of get to see a little bit of like you know because he's asking him, you know, did you expect this to be like such a phenomenon? And you know like have people been treating you different, and some people have been like you know mean to these people, and
oh yeah,
it's kind of crazy, man. One guy, you guys watched it, right? Like the documentary.
I've seen all but the last episode. Anthony, have you?
I'm not gonna watch it, so I don't care.
Oh, so there's seven full episodes, but then the eighth episode is what just came out, the after show thing. But like, and it was basically, you know, the guy that does that was in the beginning where he was the whatchamacallit, like the reality TV producer.
Yeah.
The with the crazy like I don't know, like Crocodile Dundee hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's like in Norway right now. He married some girl in Norway, and even there, dude, he gets recognized like all the time.
Netflix did a great job. It just became popular.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, they're saying that's probably the biggest documentary like ever, like to cause so much of a, you know, social buzz. Because you know, like other documentaries, it's not that they're bad. You know, they're cool. Like you know, ones on lions or, you know, they do some of those type of documentaries, and it doesn't create like a social uproar. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
But not everybody has watched it either. I don't think I've met anybody besides Anthony now that hasn't watched it.
Yeah, and he's not gonna either. How dare he?
I saw that it was like number one in the Netflix thing, and I'm really glad that, you know, you guys have noticed that Netflix added that like top 10 thing.
I noticed it, and I usually try to ignore it.
I really like that they did that, honestly, because you know, on the homepage, you go to their top 10, and it's like the top 10 overall things that are being watched on Netflix, and it's kind of cool to look at
in your country,
to see, or yeah, I guess in your country. And then if you go to the individual things, like if you go to the TV shows tab or the movies tab, they give you like the top 10 movies that are being watched and the top 10 shows that are being watched. But it was just number one for so long, and I was like, huh, I wonder what the big deal is about this. So that's really what made me like click on it and watch it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll check this out. And then, you know, you kind of get wrapped up in the reality TV of it. And it's just like, wow, what a crazy story. You know what I mean? Like, so crazy.
Oh yeah.
The characters are just, you know, like that guy was saying, it's just like reality TV dynamite.
And I think that's why I don't want to watch it. I don't like reality TV.
So that's the thing. I'm not a fan of reality TV either, but this did a good job at explaining a story. And
yeah, it's not like, you know, Real Housewives or what other reality, like The Bachelor. It's nothing like that kind of stuff. It just happens to be like a documentary series on a real event. You know what I mean? So it's like reality TV. I guess I'm using that incorrectly because it's technically a documentary series. But it has a lot of these reality TV elements because they were filming a reality TV show, basically.
Well, the whole time. Yeah, he recorded everything he did. So
yep.
There's just tons of live footage.
Yeah, there was just so much footage. And I guess that's actually really what made it good, too, is because, you know, you're not telling a story with like still images or anything. You're actually being able to watch like a lot of footage. But it was just such a crazy story. It's just like, it's just such a weird web of craziness that it's hard not to like finish it.
So this is why the top 10 in the US cannot be trusted.
Uh-oh.
I moved over to the movie section. Number 10. Number one? I don't care what number one is. The fact that this is in the top 10 period is wrong.
What?
The Last Airbender.
Oh, it was so added.
No, I was thinking it was either that or it would be Twilight.
Dude.
So
that's my number one.
Number one is Despicable Me.
Yeah, Despicable Me. I saw that they added that. I've never seen that movie. I might actually watch it.
It's probably kids that are inflating all that.
But I can see that.
I would be watching Twilight.
I watched Despicable Me again. It was good. Still holds up.
I'd watch Twilight.
I like this movie.
Hey, I've been to, was it Forks, Washington? Is that it?
We wanted to go up there when I was in medical school in Washington, but we never made it up there because it's so far north, dude.
So it was during our last year, their summer drive. We were just driving through Washington. We like, oh, well, let's just, you know, go over here and stopped in this city. I think I don't even remember why. We actually passed through the city twice.
No way.
Yeah, and I think
that's really close to the Canadian border, isn't it?
I'm not 100% sure. We didn't cross over the border, but it was close to a national park. It's close
up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it pretty?
It's small. It's like a little small town, and it was we happened to just honestly show up at the right time. They were having a festival.
About Twilight?
No, just a town festival. No, but though if you do go there, there is people who sell tickets or take you on tours about the Twilight. Like there's books, because I even saw all this Twilight stuff. I'm like, well, why is this? And I had to be reminded, like, oh, this is the city. I'm like, oh, this makes way more sense.
I wanted to do that so bad. I mean, but I'm like one of those like crappy fans because I am like honestly a fan of Twilight. Like that's not a joke. Every time I bring that up, people are like, oh, haha, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm like being serious, but I've never read those books and I never intend to. So like, I really am just a fan of the movies, and like with Harry Potter, I've never read a Harry Potter book, but I really like all the movies. So I'm like one of those fans that like the real super fans like make fun of, because it's like, oh, you're not into it. You never even read the books.
So, okay, look it up. You are correct. Yes, it is north. It's not like border north, but it's north.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I think we passed through it twice is because we ended up going to the Maka Indian Reservation that was up there. So I have actually stood on the most northwest point of the continental U.S.
Wow, that's cool, man. Yeah.
It was, and the reservation, I mean, they're really nice. It's really pretty.
And wet.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I want to go there now. Get my word on.
It's right next to the Olympic National Park.
Hey, just out of curiosity, and I know this probably is a dumb question, but did you watch the teaser trailer for the Batman?
I'm hesitant. I have to admit. I've also been busy. So I've been busy, but I've also been hesitant. I barely found out.
I just barely found out. And I think I watched it like 2 days ago. It's not really like a teaser trailer, if you ask me. It's like a barely.
Well, that's what teaser trailers are.
Yeah, but
they're not real trailers.
It's not like the teaser trailer like that they released for like episode 3 for Star Wars, where it was like halfway kind of decent.
What do you mean? Like episode 9 was like, no, episode 7 was just the Millennium Falcon sound.
Oh, okay. So no, you're right.
Teasers
is on par of that. It's actually better than that, because like it basically just shows Batman walking up, and then you don't get to see like his full body, but you get to see his chest and like half of his cowl. Yeah, but the chest looked cool, man. I wish you had seen that, because like the new bat symbol is interesting in the take on it, and I kind of had a few theories on why it looked the way it did.
All right, you talked me into it, since it's so short.
Oh yeah, it's not very long, but I mean, the suit looks cool. You know, I think because I like an armored suit with plates.
Well, that makes sense. Where he's immortal.
Yeah, see, that's gods. That's exactly why I like that concept. Do you know what I mean? Because it makes sense and it's more realistic. Like, not to say that I didn't like, you know, Ben Affleck's Batman suit, because I did, but it's not like I don't know what that material is, and I'm guessing it's some crazy material that stops bullets or whatever. But when you see an armored plated Batman suit, you're like, yeah, that's designed for function. You know what I mean?
I know the Batmobile kind of.
Dude, the Batmobile looks so rad.
No, I gotta. This is like looking back at this. It looks like Tim Burton's Batmobile.
It kind of does. Well, I mean, it's not long like that. Well, I'd have to see.
Maybe it's the angle that I'm looking at. It might be why.
It's the one towards... that I was looking at. It looks like a souped up like Dodge Charger. Like it looks like that, with a crazy engine in the back with the flame. In the back, this one, I think I've seen the one that you're talking about. I don't know if you're watching the right thing.
Mine is like a minute and 40. Yeah, I was like, this is not a teaser by.
Yeah, I don't think that's it, because it's like shorter than that. But and it doesn't show the Batmobile in it. But you can see there are some leaked set photos of the actual Batman suit and the Batcycle and the Batmobile. And the Batmobile design is like. So, you know, it's not like from when you're just looking at it, it's not so like super technologic like you'd expect from like, you know, Christopher Nolan's or even, you know, Tim Burton's, because that one was still kind of, you know, really refined. This one looks like, you know, you rebuilt it from another car and just souped up that car. But I think it's going to work really well in terms of like, because this is supposed to be him as like the detective. Do you know what I mean? This is supposed to take a more detective stance towards Batman and show more of that. And so like when you think about those hard boiled, you know, noir detective movies, and they always have that bad, you know, muscle car that they drive, you know, it like really fits that vibe to me. And the Batcycle is like the same way, you know what I mean? It's a motorcycle with a little bit of modifications. And the Batmobile is like a car that obviously is souped up really well, And you know, it is highly technological in its own right with that like jet engine looking thing in the back. But at the same time, it's not like, I don't know, I don't see surface to air missiles coming out of it or anything. It just looks like a really fast car, you know, so far, which I'm totally cool with if they're when they're playing that, you know, just detective side of things. Because it's gritty, you know. And I guess that, you know, when I was doing some research, they were, because after I watched that teaser, I was like, oh, I wonder if they have any stuff to say about that. Because honestly, I'm excited to see, you know, how Robert Pattinson does as Batman. He would definitely never, ever in my wildest dreams have been, you know, my cast choice for Batman. But
Oh, come on.
I
Mr. Mom
do.
was Batman before that.
But at the same time, I really think that, like, he's a good actor. Like, I've watched a lot of his. I actually think that his worst acting was in Twilight, like hands down. And then I watched other movies with him just to see if he could act. You know how you do that? You know, if somebody like Daniel Radcliffe played Harry Potter, but it's like, can he play anything but Harry Potter? So you go watch a movie like with him in it, and it's like, whoa, he knows how to act. You know what I mean? And that's how I felt with Pattinson, especially when it comes to like movies like The Lighthouse. Like me and my roommate Sage watched The Lighthouse, and I'm not one of those artsy movie, you know, fans. But that was, in my opinion, it was just great to watch that movie to see how good both these actors could act. And I guess my roommate was telling me that Willem Dafoe really tipped his hat off to Robert Pattinson and was like, dude, you are like amazing at accents, because they had to do a very, very period piece specific accent for this movie, and Robert Pattinson was just nailing it. You know what I mean? And I just think that those little subtleties are probably really difficult to do. So I'm hoping that he's good in this movie. You know what I mean? I hope this Batman requires that kind of acting. You know what I mean?
I found your little teaser first look trailer. Got the. So, what was your idea with the bat symbol with
Okay,
his
so
chest? So,
I
I see.
remember. So it's like you see that it's pieces, right? There's like two chunks.
Well, there's like two main chunks, and then there it almost looks like there's
It's like
like.
inside of a symbol, right? There's like these metal chunks, almost looks like they could pop out, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
But I remember that I read a storyline, and I can't remember what it's from, maybe like year one or something there. But I remember reading a comic book where Batman finds the gun that kills his parents. And I remember what he does is he takes it back to the Batcave and he deconstructs it and he like bangs it out and, you know, he makes the bat symbol out of the gun that killed his parents and puts it on his suit.
Interesting.
But I can't remember like what that storyline was, but I remember that being a thing. And I was like, man, maybe that's what they're trying to do with that. Maybe that's a piece of a gun because it looks kind of industrial and it kind of doesn't. You know, it just looks I don't know, industrial. It looks like it's not meant to be a bat symbol. Do you know what I mean? It's not meant to be like, here, I'm gonna make something pretty to put on my suit.
Your actually your idea on that is around the internet.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
Straight
cool.
up, IGN's talking about it. The
About that bat
comic book
symbol
review. Yeah, about
being the
it being made
gun?
from a gun that killed his parents.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. Yeah, that makes me happy.
Uh,
I'll have to check that out. Did they say what series that's from? Because I just
it's
remember that
that's who
reading that book.
it may contain a nod to the landmark Detective Comics 1000.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. And but I do notice that the bat symbol doesn't have ears. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that what the original bat symbol looked like? Wasn't
No.
it just like two wings or something?
It was basically like two wings. I'm like, as I look over at my first appearance of Robin comic on the wall,
Yeah,
I'm like,
isn't it, see where he has the black and gray, right?
yeah. Oh, and blue,
No.
it's blue and gray with black.
Yeah, that one. Isn't it just a like a couple wings and no like head?
No, it still has a, here, let me.
Oh, it does have a head. Okay. Because I was a lot. I mean, I could see that people are probably like, what the hell is up with it? Oh, that's not the one that I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Batman's first appearance, I think.
That is episode like that. That's issue like 38. That's like, four, you know, like what was he like 26 or either 26 or 24? I'm feeling bad. I can't remember
how old he was.
No, Detective Comics.
Oh,
because that's Detective Comics number 38 is the first appearance of Robin.
Okay, so 27 is the one. That's 27 Batman number is one.
So this is literally 11 issues from Batman's appearance.
Okay.
And so, here, so if you go look at, I even have, I probably should just go to the comic, because it's free on Comixology.
Oh, yeah, so you look at that, you can see the bat symbol doesn't have a head, though. On the Detective Comics one, you know, when the number 27 that says, like, 10 cents on it.
Oh, I see.
Do you see what I mean? It doesn't have, like, the little pokey thing in the middle of it, like... You know, all the other classic ones do.
With the, yeah, it's more of the body instead of...
It's just like two, like, wings put together, kind of, and they're rounded.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they're kind of trying to do something like that with the bat suit. Which, that's cool, you know what I mean? The symbols are, I mean, that's a... The way it looks like on the suit looks cool to me, so I'm okay with that. What bat symbol is your favorite, Bill? Do you have one?
Toby Maguire's. Or Toby Maguire? Toby. Is it? Is it Toby? No, it's my. I forgot something Maguire.
And you liked his bat symbol?
Let's see. Was it not Toby Maguire?
That's Spider Man.
Wait, no, that's not right.
I have like the worst one, man. I love the symbol so freaking much, but. I think that the movie was just horrible. And
is it Batman Robin the movie?
Yeah, I like the movie symbol though. Do you know what I mean?
Batman Robin or Batman the movie?
No, Batman and Robin. Batman that movie with like Chris O'Donnell and like
yeah. I was totally wrong.
It's the worst one.
I was totally wrong on the name. Terry McGinnis.
Heck McGuire. Yeah, dude! No, I take that back. No, Terry Batman McGinnis Beyond. Is probably my all. Time favorite, the Batman Beyond symbol. Heck yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely, no, that is my favorite. But a second favorite would be, do you remember when the Batman and Robin movie like starts and they show like the logo and it's like the black bat symbol with the red Robin in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
I liked that one. I thought that looked cool because it was red and black, and that's why I like
and even Robin's costume has that Nightwing look to it.
Yeah, where it's stretched all the way out to the shoulders.
And I almost think Nightwing's almost a better bat symbol than a lot of the Batman symbols.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Nightwing's Batman is kind of better. Like Nightwing. Like Nightwing, actually, Nightwing symbol is actually pretty awesome.
It is cool. It is cool. I still, yeah, I'm with you because I actually have a t-shirt that I had my... wife make me when she worked at one of those vinyl printing t-shirt places.
Yeah.
And it is the Terry McGinnis bat symbol. And I love that thing, man. I think that's so cool. I just, the Beyond suit is my favorite like suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I'm just, you know, curious as to when they're actually going to pull the trigger on a Batman Beyond movie or something. You know what I mean? Although, when I think about it, you know, and I actually haven't read these comics, but, you know, my roommate's friend, Reese, he really likes Nightwing comics. And I guess Nightwing comics are really good. So, I mean, maybe a movie could be made of Nightwing.
Oh, yeah.
I would like a movie of Nightwing just to, you know, understand him a little bit better in the film, you know, setting. Because I haven't watched that, the DC Titans or whatever, you know, that live action one.
I wasn't subscribed to DC at the time. I'm thinking about going back to start watching those because I think they're on season two now.
Because that's the one with the trailer, right, where he's like F Batman.
There's that one. It works out. And if they did the storyline with Tara, that would be where she's working for Slade.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like that's actually a really, really dark comic book. Like when the cartoon used it, it lightened it up a lot. Then, and also I think Grayson even had a comic book, which was actually super like detective spy noir something.
Cool. Yeah. Bad symbols are sweet, man. A lot of them are. Yeah. I like how unique that they get with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on. The Bat Family comics are probably like half of DC's comics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I started like looking. I was like, well, how if I just like was to only get all of the Bat Family comics? And I looked into it. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I am a fan. But man, is there a lot of Bat Family comics. And it's not even just, not even like the main ones where there's just like, there's probably like seven different Batman comics. Then there's the, you know, three different Robin comics. Then you have Batwoman, Batgirl. You have.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the Batwoman show?
So because of CW's commercials, I don't have a cable subscription, I have not watched any of their stuff.
Yeah, it's hard, dude. Like, it really is, because it's nice that they give it to you for free. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now, at least last time I checked, which, you know, honestly was like a couple months ago, because I was trying to watch Legacies season 3 on CW, but now it's on Netflix, so I can binge and then, that yeah. all I Usually want. Usually
the week after it drops which, onto Netflix.
It's just, I don't know, dude. I can't do the commercials anymore. I know my roommate went to his father's house and they were watching like a movie on like TNT and stuff, and he was just like, man, I don't know how they do it, you know, like sit there and wait for the commercials to go, because I mean, we get so spoiled with things like Netflix and, you know, the commercial free Hulu subscription, and I don't know, man, I can't do commercials anymore. It's like so hard.
I ended up getting CBS for the free month, which I to watch Picard, and I'm like, I see where the breaks are supposed to happen. I'm like, nope, that's just not gonna, can't do it.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I can't do it any either.
So is Batwoman good, though?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of it. Because, yeah, the whole season's on the CW app, like the first one, at least last time I checked it was. And you could watch the whole first season. I think that they were shooting the second, or episodes of the second season were coming out on TV. But I just didn't want to do the commercials. I know it sounds like petty, but I'll wait until I can watch it without.
Well, have you watched the last season of Lucifer from Netflix?
No, I want to, though.
Oh, it's so good. I was just like, yes, and I'm looking forward to their next, I think the next season is the last season.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me a while ago. I like that show, though. Lucifer was good. My father was actually the one that introduced me to that show.
Yeah.
And he watched it, like, on, you know, broadcast television, and he was like, hey, have you seen that show, Lucifer? And I was like, no.
That's when I got into it back, way, way back when I had a subscription.
Yeah, I barely got into it when it came out on Netflix.
Nice. So you got to just burn right through it all.
Yep. But I haven't watched the last season and a half.
I think it moved to Hulu for a bit while it was still broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
And then, Hulu does weird stuff. But now that I think Hulu's going to stop doing some of the weird things now that they're completely owned by Disney.
Yeah, so like, weird stuff are you talking about, how they'll only have like five episodes on at a time, like, or whatever that. So if you don't get to watch like the first five, and sometimes it'll like start at episode 3 because they kick the other ones off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's annoying as hell. I hate that.
Oh yeah. And then so I think the only ones that they really are gonna be stuck with is like Grey's Anatomy. Is that ABC actually?
I don't know.
Because that might be under
the season of that. Are they up to? Holy crap!
Like 95.
Is it? I mean, is it safe to say really that that's just a soap opera now? Because it'll never end.
Oh, I was straight up just going like, this is. I watched General Hospital. My mom would have it on this days off from school. I'd watch that and
got. Dude, my mom too. That's funny. Yeah. My mom was in General Hospital too.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke and Laura and, you know, Jesse, or I think their son was Jess. So this is, since 2005. And it is on something.
I love something.
I know. It is. It is ABC. So, that's part of the Disney umbrella.
Cool.
So, that's why Grays will be immune to that. Because I was like, maybe Grays might be just big enough. They can do what they want, but they're still part of, they get all their Hulu stuff. Because, was it? The contract that South Park had with Hulu I guess Disney destroyed it, or they just saw the writing on the wall and they jumped ship, because their next season isn't going to be on Hulu.
No.
It's going to be on a better station.
What?
HBO Max.
Oh, man. I don't have an HBO subscription.
They're going to HBO Max. Rick and Morty is moving to HBO Max.
What?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
But that means
that's good, though, because then you'll get to see, hear the profanity and all that. I mean, on Hulu, you do too.
Yeah. Or you buy it. Like, I ended up, you know, because I didn't have a cable subscription and it's so hard to watch Cartoon Network stuff, I just was like, I'm just going to buy the season. Yeah. I like it.
I did that with number 3. I should do that with number 4 just so I can watch it. Was it good? Was 4 good?
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Nice.
It wasn't, it was kind of, there's some kind of weirdness going on a little bit. I think they were kind of getting into the groove of things, but I think now they're going to, you know, having all this set up, they're going to be able to just run well with it.
Nice. Do you like Rick and Morty and that stuff in South Park, Anthony?
Rick and Morty is good. South Park, it's hit or miss. Like, I like a lot of it. And, like, my favorite one was the World of Warcraft episode. But
yeah, that was awesome.
Other than that, like, I like it, but I get burnt out on it really fast.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I don't get burnt out on it, really, but I just, in the last, like, the last couple seasons, I don't like when they have a cohesive story. Let's put it that way.
See, I like that. That, like, season
three. I actually kind of like that with the presidential one.
Yeah, see, I just kind of, like, I don't know. I like it when it's about, like, something. But even then, you know, in the presidential one, they still had the episodes that were, like, about something. Like, the one where, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's in it, the Stoyle. Like, what's your Stoyle? Like, that one was so awesome. But it's like that they take a piece, you know what I mean, of pop culture that's going on right now. And they're, like, they make an episode centered around it. I like that formula better.
Yeah, but that dates the episodes so bad.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's funny now, totally. But you go and watch it in like 5 or 10 years, like, what?
Oh, I totally still laugh.
Like, I think about right now that, like, all the YouTube videos are saying, like, oh, well, I'm inside, or oh, I got my TP in like 5, like a year or two from now, that's going to sound really weird. And they just say it without context, too. So
I just don't think it'll lose meaning to our generation, though, because we'll remember that kind of stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
But I could see how the younger generation would be like, what the heck are they making fun of here?
Mm-hmm. It's like, you have to, like, it's like watching joke. Like watching old Looney Tunes or stuff like that. It's like you have to research the culture of the time so you can understand what the joke was.
And you can understand, like, you got to also keep in mind that they were racist.
And
that was the times.
I'm sure we're doing stuff nowadays that our future generations are going to think we were stupid on.
So bad.
Well, it's a sexism still.
But that's the thing, is that you look at this stuff and it is art. You look at art and art explains how the culture goes. And
It's timeless in the sense that, you know what I mean? That kind of just, it's a photograph.
Yeah. What's important snapshot. At the time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's important to us right now? And then, so it's almost like a kind of a time capsule of like the news or something like that.
I totally get that. Yeah. But yeah, I like South Park and I really have enjoyed Rick and Morty, and their stuff has been good. Their references are a little bit older even, you know what I mean? South Park seems to like keep up with current events and structure an episode around, like, you know, what's going on. Well, at least lately anyway, do you know what I mean? The first, you know, seasons of South Park were, like I said, like very, they were going to make fun of this one thing, and it didn't necessarily have to be like, you know, something that was going on right now. Yeah. But I feel like now they do more up-to-date pop culture stuff, which that's totally fine.
So we've been going on for a little while, especially where we kind of, I'm splicing it together.
Segway.
We should end this episode.
All right, let's do it.
Does anyone have famous last words?
I don't.
So, hey, Steven.
What's up, buddy?
I was nominated at work for being the most secretive person of all the people.
Really?
I just can't, you know, emotionally, I just can't tell you how proud I am.
Okay.